hope you're off to a roaring start to a good weekend, because we're on the downhill slide. That's what hump day does. Once you get through hump day, you head into Thursday, head into Friday. Ever notice when you're working in an office, people seem to be in a better mood on Thursday and Friday? It's because they know. It's psychological. You have 2 days left. 2 days. Well, you know what? Psychologically, I feel like we're all becoming damaged by the nonsense that's coming out of Washington. Now, we can't pin it on Congress right now because they're off. They're getting tan, hanging out with the grandkids, catching up on their movies, maybe kissing a few babies if they're worried about their position. But they're out, gone fishing. That's the sign if you walk up the Capitol steps. So while that's happening, the campaigning is going on. The rhetoric is notched up to very high levels. And Rick Perry, to be honest, has made it kind of interesting because he doesn't care what he says. He's a loose cannon. He'll just say anything. He's not worried about what he's saying. I don't think so. So now Perry comes out with another declaration that sets a lot of liberals certainly on their ears. What he said. He talked about global warming. Global warming is that tug of war. Does it exist? If it does, how bad is it? Really, is this information manipulated to make money? In some cases, by industries that would profit from it, or no? It really is something serious. And now it's so convoluted because it's garbage in, garbage out, that people aren't really sure what they believe. So Perry had no trouble treading on global warming. Take a listen.
We're seeing it almost weekly or even daily. Scientists who are coming forward and questioning the original idea that man-made global warming is what is causing the climate to change. I do not buy into that a group of scientists who have, in some cases, found to be manipulating this information. I don't think, from my perspective, that I want America to be engaged in spending that much money on still a scientific theory that has not been proven.
And he did this at a breakfast meeting, was with a bunch of business types, and of course it in an area that's well known for strong, can I say that enough, environmental policies. It was in response to, and you could hear the little clinging in the background of the coffee cups, it was in response to a question by somebody in the audience who talked about evidence from the National Academy of Sciences. So his opinion runs counter to the view that's held by the majority of scientists that pollution released from the burning of fossil fuels is heating up the planet. But see, the numbers are so minuscule. The numbers I've seen have been pretty minuscule. And now that he's thrown that out there, others are going to have to deal with it because that's what happens. Well, how do the other candidates stack up on this one? John Huntsman. Newt Gingrich, yeah, he's still in it. Mitt Romney, at one point, they supported curbing global warming pollution. But now, because they're running, they're distancing themselves from any previous comments they made on global warming. And Romney and Huntsman say the opposite thing of Rick Perry. They're acknowledging the scientific evidence and saying that it's there. Now, if you remember, Arizona Senator John McCain upset the Texas governor, George W. Bush, in the 2000 presidential primary. And so you know what state I'm talking about, right? New Hampshire. And that's where Rick Perry was, because it's kind of a different crowd in New Hampshire. It's that, live free or die state, where the Republicans are a different kind of Republican. So it's a mixed bag on what some of them think about global warming. Here's Steve Cohen talking about global warming and Perry.
It's unambiguous science, and we certainly need our elected leaders to know enough science to understand what's real and what isn't. We know for a fact that the concentrations of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases have been exacerbating the natural greenhouse effect and that the temperature of the planet is rising. Climate science is fact. Denying climate science is like denying gravity.
Ooh, how many of you are denying gravity who are listening to America Tonight? I'm curious. If you want to weigh in on this, please do. 800-259-5791. Those are my digits. Or americatonight.net. Click on the email. Send it to us. I want to do a little unscientific, let me spell that out, unscientific poll on just straight up whether you believe it or you don't. See, I think this is one of those areas, that's why I say straight up, where there is gray zones. And part of the problem is the butchered information that came out, the scientific information that came out over a year and a half ago, where, remember this happened in England, one of the scientists who was asked to develop something to prove out the global warming theory said that he didn't agree with it and that he was asked to bury his findings, basically, and that just shot a lot of people's theories in the foot, because of course that became a huge story that he found that he didn't have the numbers they thought he was going to have, and he tried to bury the story. I can't think of a scientist off the top of my head, but global warming, one of those things that the other candidates were trying to avoid. Now they're going to have to send thank you notes to Rick Perry. Gee, Rick, thanks for bringing that up. Trying to sidestep that one, Rick. Appreciate it. Maybe somebody will do him a favor and bring up illegal immigration, particularly since Rick Perry has an in-state tuition law that he pushed for, where if you are in Texas illegally, you're earning in high school and you're a good student and you're moving up the ladder, when you apply for schools, you get that in-state tuition, unbelievable break. What are you paying for books? And that over 12,000 people take advantage of that. And then you have other kids who are struggling to try to figure out how they're going to come up with tuition. So that has definitely ruffled a few feathers, but also made a few friends, because he would absolutely get the Hispanic vote, I think, or a big chunk of it anyway, in the state of Texas. And remember, Texas has a lot of the votes, a lot of the electoral college. Texas, big. Think big. Texas, Ohio, California, you know the states. So it is an in-play state, as I'd like to say. Because who does it, ultimately, what Republican takes the state? It's not necessarily a layup. Not necessarily. Stay with us. Much more to come here in this version of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Yeah, too many men making too many problems, but that's an old song, and we're singing the same old tune, aren't we? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, you know how we roll here, and if you don't, welcome to the show. We're glad that you are locked and loaded, so to speak. We like to zig and zag sometimes in different directions. Politics on the minds of most of us now. Often here we lighten the load, we talk about other things, but it's tough to do that when so many of us are feeling like we need to jump on the bully pulpit, we need to stand there and shout out that we're tired of this nonsense. And I've never seen it this bad. I've never seen this many people this involved in what's going on or trying to be involved in what's going on. And I guess, in a sense, that's the good news. The good news is people aren't knee-deep every second of their lives in the Real Housewives of Poughkeepsie or whatever state or city's next. I mean, no offense, but how many times can you watch a cute blonde go out and drink a mojito and talk about her problems with lawn care or whatever? So more people are actually involved. They're involved in what's happening because it affects you. It affects your taxes. It affects our lives here in the United States. We still live in the greatest country in the face of the earth, folks. Trust me. I am proud to be an American. And I know all of you feel the same way. So we want to hold on to our rights. We want to preserve our way of life. We want to be able to pass it on to future generations. Why shouldn't? Isn't that what it's supposed to be? That you're supposed to pass on better things, that the next group coming up, that we pave the way, make it better for them? Ooh, we're not doing that now. We're not doing that now. Not with what hangs in the balance in Washington. Let's go to Daniel in Minnesota. Hey, Daniel.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. I just had a couple of comments, if I may, about the collective bargaining and such.
Sure.
the Teamsters, when they were forming up and getting organized, you know, back in the Hoffa era, and the stuff that he was doing to kind of promote that.
Yeah.
The whole basis of unions are so lobbyists and people with other ideas but deep pockets don't come in, and they can influence business, and they can influence business to a way where it's profitable for them and it looks good for the country, but it's, you know, they cut the jobs. I mean, it's kind of like that when they ship them overseas, because it's more lucrative for them to do that. It's cheaper work, so they save the bottom line. And unions were, I was under the impression that unions were, the whole reason they came, were conceived, was to try to protect against that.
Yeah, and, you're right.
And I worked, after I retired from the service, I worked at Northwest Airlines, which is now Delta. Their mechanics didn't agree with the company's policy on what their new contract was going to be, and so they switched unions. But there was a loophole, and the company said, you can't do it. It's like, you know, it's like getting insurance and then trashing your car the next day. Sometimes the insurance won't pay for it.
Sure.
It's kind of the same thing, and the company says, we do not have any legal obligation to acknowledge those unions because you weren't in it for so long, and dues weren't paid, and blah, blah, blah. And all the way up to the merger, this was in 2003, all the way up to the merger, which was last year, they were on the picket line because they had nothing else to do. They were out of work. Their jobs were replaced. They shipped all the wide-body aircraft overseas to be fixed, and they actually kind of got themselves fired because they didn't believe in their union.
Right, so then they ended up losing their job. It slipped away, yeah.
Yep, because they were speaking up and they were doing things against company policy, and the union couldn't protect them.
Yeah, that's the problem with unions. I mean, you know, some unions are good. They protect the workers and they're not gouging everybody else and messing things up. Other unions, they're not what they were originally set out to be, as you just described, and that's the problem.
It is.
Yeah.
And even when you get unions, you still have personal goals that people that have a little influence are going to get to exercise. I mean, that's kind of the premise of why we can't find Jimmy Hoffa. Because people had ideas and they wanted to be their ideas to be right.
And yeah. Exactly. It's funny. It's funny to bring up the Hoffa thing. I wonder where Hoffa really is. Do you think he's out in the Meadowlands?
Oh, I think he's with my ex-wife in Tahiti or something. I've heard he's with Elvis, I think.
He's with Elvis.
Daniel.
Yeah, they could be. It's interesting. Daniel, thanks. Great caller as always. Let's move from Daniel to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good. You sound tired. Are you tired?
Oh, no, not really.
Okay, good.
I'm tired of this election mess already.
I know, so am I. I am, too.
I don't think Chris Christie's going to get into this. I mean, I don't think he's that nuts yet, you know, to get in the middle of all this.
I don't know. I heard from a good source that, see, this is what happens. They start to do the dance, and everybody persuades them, listen, look at you. There's an opening here. You could be the guy. You've got enough people that will like you for this stance. They don't like you for this. You can shore this up. And then they get – it just happens. They get in their head that they could be president, I think. I don't think he should. I think he should wait it out, too. I agree with you. But
well,
I think he might be tempted to do it.
Well, he might be. I think what we need, Kate, is another hanging chat election. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Oh, that was crazy when that happened. Oh, I was in the middle of that, too. I love that.
You know, I wanted to comment that Newt Gingrich has got a lot of good ideas. I don't know how electable he would be. I'm not sure that his staff leaving him has any real importance. Some of them went to Tim Pawlenty's campaign, and look what happened to that.
Yeah.
And whether he has a $500,000 credit line at Tiffany's, I don't think has much to do with it. But, you know, I don't, you know, he's got the government experience. He's got some good ideas on energy and bloated government. But I don't think he's, you know, the press just isn't with him. What's your comment about it?
No, I agree with you. He doesn't have the press, so he doesn't get the press. All the negative things happen that you mentioned. The thing with his wife and how his wife is portrayed, the Tiffany's credit line, all of that. And the bottom line is he does have some good ideas. He is good on camera. He's great when he's on, he's been on all kinds of shows, whether it's Fox or MSNBC or wherever. And people, Republicans and Democrats, generally like Newt. The problem is he's not electable. You're right. If I was going to pick somebody who needs to drop out, I would say Newt because he's just burning money. He's just burning money through a pocket, you know, a hole in his pocket, because the buzz is over Romney. Even Perry gets a little buzz. Bachman gets buzz. He gets nothing, nada, nunca. And that's the problem. He doesn't get any of it. He hasn't caught fire at all.
Well, I think there's a possibility he would as some of these people drop off. I hope he doesn't get out. I hope he's able to speak out on some of these issues where he gets a little more coverage. We'll see.
We'll see. We're trying to get Newt actually to come on America Tonight because he's great to talk to. If he's got a little hole in his schedule, he might do that. Thanks, Dale. He's good to talk to, just hammer and go down through the issues. I agree with you there. I mean, he learned his political lessons when he was on the Hill. And like I said, I really believe this. He's a person who is liked by lots of Republicans and Democrats. I mean, you know, both sides. But maybe he hangs in because all the others drop out. Maybe Perry then goes away, and I don't think the Perry factor is that threatening, but Perry goes away and Huntsman or whoever, like the list of three or four, and maybe he decides to hang in there. Remember John McCain? Good thing he hung in there. Well, in a sense, because McCain ended up with the nomination and he was running out of money. It didn't look like he was going to be the guy at all. And then, sure enough, he ended up getting it. He was the guy. He got the Republican nod, but he could have dumped out of that race just as easily. It was looking that way. Trouble again with a teen and high school. We'll tell you about it next.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by The Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want me to live again? Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas. The Lost Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
And ends for you. Speaking of Dr. oh, I'm going to tell you about this kid in Tampa in a second, but I have to go here. As somebody who I will admit, and I'm sure you're just, some of you are going to shudder out there and say, oh, this spoils my image. Why does she like the whole vampire thing? I think when I was growing up, I read a bunch of the Anne Rice Vampire Chronicles, you know, all the whole Lestat thing, and I did, I liked it. But certainly not to the point where I wore fangs, became gothic, and all that sort of stuff. Not that I'm knocking someone who is gothic, the traditional gothic thing. But what's up with this guy in Texas? He breaks into a woman's house, throws her up against the wall. Wait to hear where I'm going with this. He tries to suck her blood. A 19-year-old Lyle Monroe. He's in jail. He's waiting a psych evaluation. So what is he? What do they charge him with? I mean, he's an adult. Burglary charges. And this is the discord. He thinks he can be a vampire because what? He watches vampire movies? And when they found him, I'm not making this up, they found him growling and hissing in a parking lot, picture this, I know, close your eyes for a second, the visual, growling and hissing, wearing boxer shorts. He was pierced and tattooed all over the place. He said he was a 500-year-old vampire who needed to feed. Oh, what if you got that call? Would that not be the worst? There's a guy claiming to be a vampire and he wants to suck people's bloods. So, in October, I have a friend who's a horror writer. His name's Brian Moreland, and he's got an interesting book coming up called Dead of Winter, and he uses a lot of research and historical stuff to mix with some of his horror. And we'll ask him about the vampire thing, because vampires have always been kind of a fascination or a focal point, if you will, of all kinds of literature since Bram Stoker's 1897 novel. You have to go back to 1897, Dracula. But especially with people who are younger, it seems to really hold. There's an HBO series called True Blood. I don't know, maybe he's 19. Maybe that is part of the lore of that. And he really believes it. So now he's in jail, 40,000 bond for a home burglary with intent to commit a felony. Oh, how awful. I guess he thought he was going to cheat death and everything else. He sucked into the Twilight Saga. I don't know.
See, it's people like that that give a bad name to the living dead.
I know. I know, darn it. I agree with you, Donovan. So, you have this nutball, and then, you remember you had the 16-year-old, for all of you listening in Kentucky, you know this story. You had that 16-year-old, it might have even been a decade ago, that was obsessed with the whole role-playing game Vampire the Masquerade, and he got three teens to go with him to Florida to help kill the parents of his former girlfriend. Then you had a San Francisco guy, I'm sorry, vampire fans, you had a San Francisco guy claiming to be a 2,000-year-old vampire, and these are sick here. I mean, this is taking it to the extreme. He was arrested for slashing the necks of four homeless people. And Anne Rice, who I mentioned, did the Vampire Chronicles. That's what I read those. And she said that the intense personal identification with vampires, even for her, this has been her life. She's made lots of money on these vampire stories. She says this personal identification with vampires goes beyond her. And, you know, she just doesn't understand it. And she does say that even with all the thousands of fans that she had, she never met anyone that claimed to be a vampire. Never. That wasn't what it was about for them. So how sad. They're screwing it up for the rest of us. who want to believe from afar. it's not in reality. Reality television, the lines are blurred everywhere. So why not there? Why not people who truly think that there's something to this? I mean, I don't know. Luckily, he didn't have anything they could have harmed her with. Although, can you imagine how scary that would have been? I want to suck your blood. I mean, what did he say to her? And it just was in shock. So that's why the psych evaluation, and then he was hissing off in the parking lot. And, ooh. All right, now you go to this other story here on Odds and Ends. And when I saw the headline, I called my family because I have family in Tampa, and I wanted to know if it was a school that my nephew was going to. But, of course, it's not an elementary school. It's a high school. And now you have this teenager who was plotting to plant pipe bombs in a school attack. And, you know, was he joking around? Was he serious? Here's what happened. He says he was planning on killing dozens of students on the first day of classes, right? At his former high school. So he's not even a high school student there. There was a tip from somebody that he wanted to do this. 17-year-old Jared Cano. So they found explosive materials. They went to the house. They found explosive materials, a manifesto. Those are dangerous. The manifesto that outlined a minute-by-minute plan and named specific targets at Freedom High School in Tampa. And see, here's where the axe to grind part comes in. He was a student there. Then he was expelled last year. He was hoping this is who's going after. He's hoping to kill two assistant principals at the school and about 30 students, aiming to exceed the level in his manifesto that he said, the level of violence associated with the school shootings in Columbine. Ooh, Columbine, something I think a lot of people would like to forget. He had enough material to make and detonate pipe bombs. And all these calls they get, they got some kind of a call, and a lot of times it proves to be not real. 95% of the time, but they wanted to follow this one up, and they followed them all up. And they were shocked at some of the things that they found. Just shocked. Where did he get the material? How would he have any access to any of that kind of stuff? Somebody helped him, I would think. Somebody helped him, right? What's going through his head? Why is he so dejected or so unable to go through the everyday life stuff that the rest of us go through at 17? I mean, teenagers have weird things and stuff that they have to deal with, raging hormones, all that kind of stuff. But he looks like anybody's kid. He looks like a normal kid, a decent-looking kid. You know, that whole don't judge a book by its cover goes both ways. So sadly, here we have again an example of a 17-year-old. Where's the supervision? Where are the parents? And how does this end up like this? How does he end up feeling so awful being expelled? What happened leading up to that? That the only way out is this. Ugh, awful. Homeland Security is concerned about lone wolfers like the kid in Tampa. So they've been running a bunch of new ads, and this is supposed to heighten that awareness thing. They're television ads, and what you see is it will say something about the 10th anniversary of September 11th attacks, and they feel as though Homeland Security, that they're stronger than they were on 9/11. But there's my question. How much stronger do you think we are now today? Are we that much better off or no? Until they get straight at the gates, I think that it's kind of a wash. Because if somebody's going to get in and there's all this concern about a lone wolf terrorist, how do you think they're going to get in? Where are the poorest areas? And the answer is, there's lots of places. There's a lot of places. They come in wherever they come in, and a lot of times go up north. And the idea is they were playing these television commercials and the ads at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. One of them is in a public station where pedestrians watch as someone pulls a handbag from the trunk of a car and leaves it on a bench in the waiting area. That can get you into trouble. Big time. So they say the videos are not supposed to make people anxious or make them feel alarmed about anything, but they show that there's a threat. There's a threat there, and so you have to be a little bit more aware to pass that on. So we have Homeland Security, the 17-year-old kid, sadly, in Tampa that could have done unbelievable damage. And then we have this amoeba that now has taken yet another life. And poor 9-year-old Christian Strickland died from meningitis, all because he was probably swimming somewhere where the water was stagnant and it went up his nostrils. Ooh. Second person to die from this. You would think they would have something to combat it. What could you do? Wear nose plugs? You know, they used to have those old-fashioned nose plugs. I guess you could get that, but how rough is that on the family? You want to throw in your 2 cents? 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Tonight, throw in on this, any of it, disillusioned teenagers who somehow become lone wolf mini terrorists, plotting out manifestos at 17, being expelled, deciding their life is ruined, trying to go back after principals and whatnot at the school, saying it'd be a bloodbath like Columbine. Not good words to use. They got a tip in Tampa, went to the house, that was the end of it. 800-259-5791. We have a couple of other things that we're going to talk about here, too. But first, let's go to Donald in Minnesota. Hey, Donald.
Hi, Kate. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How about you?
Good. The time delay, I'm on a completely different subject, I guess, on my radio station.
Hey, no, that's anyway. Okay. What do you want to talk about? We're open for biz. You want to talk about the government?
Well, yeah, I was talking about, wanting to talk about that question at the debate about where would we, Republicans, would they accept $10 worth of cuts for $1 of increased taxes? And not one of them said, why don't you just give me $9 worth of cuts instead?
Yeah. Yeah, forget it. They don't. That's fuzzy math to them. They don't want to do it.
Yeah, and then that that vampire kid, I don't know if I'd take a chance. I might have to put a stake through the heart. I'm kind of scared of them things.
Yeah, I would be very scared. I mean, it's easy to joke about it and say, wow, what a nutball. But it would not be something you would want to go through if you opened a door, whatever, he was lurking around your house, got in, broke in. That's awful.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's in Texas. There's a lot of people with guns in Texas.
I know.
I don't know if it takes a silver bullet or...
You just aim. You aim for somewhere where you know you're going to knock them down. That's what you do, to be honest.
We call that center mass.
That's right, center mass. Give me some center mass and you are going down. Absolutely. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Donald. You have a good one. That was worth the wait. He was funny. He was very good. Very, very good. All right. Like Donald, if you want to try to make me laugh, you can do that. If you have any vampire jokes, let's hear them. Or anything else. 800-259-5791. You know, since we're talking about assaults and craziness like the vampire thing, in Los Angeles, this was a pretty big case. Match.com, we all know about Match.com, right? So a man pled guilty to sexual battery over Match.com. What happened was he pled no contest, basically, to sexually battering a woman he met on Match.com, which is, you know, what he meets her. And his date was, I guess it's this case is precedent-setting because what happened there led to better screening. 67-year-old Alan Wurzel faces a year in jail under the terms of his agreement to plead no contest to a felony charge of sexual battery by restraint. And what happened was he met his victim on the site last year and on their second date drove her home, followed her inside while where he assaulted her. So he's forever going to be marked as a sexual offender. There's no question about that. And this is big for these dating sites because are they safe? What's their screening? All that, you know, kind of nonsense. And it's not nonsense because you have people who it is a big deal. People will deny that are single sometimes will deny that they don't go on the websites. But even guys, you guys know this. People will tell you, oh, go to whatever Catholics dating, looking for Catholics.com or Christians meeting other Christian singles. But the weird thing is, or the sad thing is, it's such the wild, wild west, the internet, that you don't know what you're getting. I mean, you don't really know because it would be so easy to plan a trap or say, you know, you're one thing and then really you're going to go rob the person or doing something else, some other kind of thing like this is terrible what happened here. So I'm wondering overall, just out loud, just throwing it out there, getting away from politics for a second and talking after that vampire thing, you know, how safe that really is for people. I mean, I certainly never did that. So I can't, you know, talk about that side of it. I know people who have done it. And I have a cousin, good looking guy, you know, a manly man. He hunts and he fishes. He's from Texas, but he lives in Chicago now and never had trouble meeting women, was married, had a marriage that fell apart, but said he was trying to find someone that was more compatible. So, boom, he did the Match.com thing and met somebody right away. Maybe it's just luck of the draw. You get the people that list things and they're decent people and it's fine, but it's like Russian roulette. And all these sites, because they make so much money, they have to hate this kind of stuff. Of course, they don't want it to happen, but they have to hate it when it becomes a big case because that takes it. That's got to take a chunk out of the business, or make people maybe think twice about wanting to do that, wondering how safe it is. You know, and I'm a glass half full person, so I like to think optimistically. So it's sad that with where we've come, and so many people that just want to be happy, want to find someone that they can, whatever, what do they say, walk on the beach with. Maybe that's what it is. If somebody, it's like, you know what you do? You have to screen them like these presidential candidates. What are they saying, and what are they really about? I like to take long walks on the beach for hours and read poetry and tell you how great you are. I say that's a red flag right there. Or if you get a woman, I like to cook. I love to cook. Love to cook, love to clean, love to wait on whoever I'm with. Like to fold clothes. Like to vacuum. Love it. Love it. Have a great sense of humor. Like to hang out and watch the ball games. I don't know. So that could be a red flag. But it's interesting. In a sense, when you're meeting the representative on these dating sites, just like we're meeting the representative for these candidates. They all have something, they have some hot button thing that they know it's like raw meat, and we're like the lions, they throw it out to us. And then it's our job to figure out what's BS and what's real. And if there's anything underneath all that. And maybe that's part of the problem in D.C. Everybody's so handled. And you go through enough of that, of people being handled and with a, you know, part of the political machine, that whoever was really there to begin with, they've been pulled and pushed and fluffed up in so many directions you don't recognize them anymore. But that's no excuse. Because, boy, I would so much rather vote for that person who's real, definitely. So I say you've got to be careful. Screen your dates and your presidential candidates the same way, with a jaundiced eye, really looking at what you're going to get there and trying to figure out if it's the real deal or if it's something that's part of a fantasy. You know, again, the hot button thing, the I'm tall. There's the woman thing, there's the guy thing. The woman always wants a tall guy, supposedly, which I don't know that I buy that, but supposedly. And then the guy always adds more to his height. He's 5'5", but he's telling you on the profile, he's 6 feet. He is every bit of that 6 feet, right? You know what I'm talking about. The art of manipulation is alive and well, I guess, in these United States.